Hello and welcome to Record Swappers. My name is Gabriel, and to my left is my wonderful co-host.
I'm Viking.
And like I said, we are the Record Swappers. And what do we do, Viking? What is our mission in life with this podcast?
Well, our mission in life is to listen to so much music that we humanly can.
Yes.
But for this time, we're concentrating on just one album and one musician.
Yeah.
And that is what we do every episode.
Yeah, hopefully we take it one at a time, or else it's going to like be a little hard. So we'll see how that is going to be. So yeah, let's get into some small talk, you know.
Yeah.
How have you been? I haven't seen you for a while, actually.
Yeah, we've been seeing us.
We've seen other people.
Yeah, we've been seeing each other off and on.
Yeah, we've been seeing other people.
Yeah, but yeah, I've been good. Work has kicked in for real now.
Oh, yeah. You had the summer break.
Yes. But otherwise, I'm good.
Nice.
And yeah, how about you?
I've been good. I've tried to get in some more games on Magic this month, especially with the new Commander 19 set coming out. So I've been nice getting in some quick games and building new decks, and that's been fun.
You went straight into the nerds.
I know, man. But that's what I've been doing. And yeah. Also, I've been doing the work word.
Yeah.
That we can't say a lot. But hopefully next month I'm going to get some vacation, I hope. Which is going to be nice.
Yeah.
So,
that's nice.
I also want to try to do some shout-outs / recommends, because I want to try to do that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything? Because I have a couple.
Yeah, I have some stuff I want to talk about, but you can go first.
I told you about a little TV show called The Boys, which is an adaptation of a comic book.
Yeah.
It's very good. I like it. You did not see the trailer?
No.
Okay, so anybody who cares about trailers even being a spoiler, do the la 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 now, or just skip a little seconds. But in the trailer, it's a superhero show, but it's like dark DC superhero show. So in a scene, a guy and a woman stand on the curb or on the sidewalk, and they're gonna kiss, and then a speedster comes and rips his girlfriend to shreds, and all you can see is her blood everywhere and her bones lying on the ground. And that's the show, basically. Like, very dark-ass stuff.
Okay.
And it's a rip-off of Justice League and Marvel. So they have a company called Vault, who has a cinematic universe. So it's the VCU instead of the MCU. And then they have a lot of Justice League references, because the group is called The Seven, and they have the seven heroes, just as Justice League has. So it's a very fun show. So
yeah,
people should check it out.
It sounds good, man.
I've been checking out Master of None. And Aziz Ansari, who's a comedian, did a show.
Mm.
I don't know if it's over or not, but it's got like 3 seasons on Netflix. I've heard a lot about it a couple of years ago, maybe 1 or 2. And it's just genuine people being people. Like, the romance, the comedy, like, his character is a first immigrant in America, and he talks with his dad. And it's just, like, the stuff, it's very human.
Mm.
And then
cool.
The last TV show is Wu Assassins on Netflix. Awesome fight choreography, and also some good food. So if you like fight choreography or good food, which is Asian food...
Well, I always like looking at good food.
You should watch this show. Also, they have kind of good Last Airbender effects. Even better than the Last Airbender movie. They actually have one guy moving like 20 rocks instead of 20 guys moving one rock.
Oh my god.
And the last thing is the Lion King album, The Gift, that was made by a Beyonce. I listened to
that
a little, maybe more than I listened to your album in the beginning, because I was hooked on it.
Yeah, I can understand it. I haven't gotten around to listen to it, but
it's good. I recommend it to people.
Yeah. Sounds nice. Well, I'm going to be a little more like in theme.
Oh, in theme with the episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're talking about the Japanese band, and I have recently gotten back to anime. After a long break from it. a long divorce. Almost.
How long?
But I don't know. I've seen like episode here and there, and like, I mean, I've seen some anime movies, but like the like TV shows, I've been off like for a couple of years.
Avatar was the last for me, I think. Honestly, I haven't watched anime, Japanese anime, in a long time. I just like got sick of it.
Yeah,
you can have too much sometimes.
I mean, like.
You can't
for the TV shows, lots of like the mainstream TV shows, they kind of are all the same.
Yeah,
in,
that's the
in
problem.
A sense.
That's the problem. You can't watch too much.
And so it kind of just like.
And it's very hard.
Together.
It's very hard to binge an anime, I think, because it feels the same a lot. Like another TV show can sometimes feel different. But which anime?
So the anime I've. Recently started watching that I actually showed the first episode of to you. It's Given.
Yeah, it was cool.
And it's also connected to the podcast because it's about music and love.
Yeah, and love. But it was good actually. I liked a lot.
Yeah.
A little weird character, one of them, or maybe, but it feels good actually, very good.
Yeah, but
and
it's kind of quirky. But I mean, and it does like lots of like, like. Music related stuff that's kind of interesting, like one episode they go out shopping for a guitar pedal.
Yeah.
It's
and,
like
and also it's got the two things so we can like it has music for you and they were playing basketball in the school.
Oh yeah,
and I like a little basketball, so it's like the perfect show. So we can agree on something.
Yeah, finally we have found something.
We don't
like.
Have to disagree to agree.
And I've also been going through Bleach yet again. Because I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah. That's what you use to get blood out of the carpet when you murder somebody, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just Dexter.
You just gibbering on, like you always do.
Do the Gabriel.
Gabering on.
Yours is easier. You're just Vikinging on. Let's Viking on to what the episode is actually about. What album it is.
So we're talking about...
which album are we talking about?
Oh my god. Sorry. We're talking about Homura Uta.
Yeah, and this is how you should pronounce it according to Google Japanese.
Homura Uta.
And the English.
Homura Uta.
So we're gonna maybe do this for a couple of the songs too, because I think it's fun. But Homura Uta, which is which is
I would think believe I was in between those two.
You were more correct than incorrect.
Thank you.
So
and
that's an album by
Muk.
Yeah, or Muk, which I would say, but in Japanese it's a
Muk. Yeah, and it's like.
M-U-C-C, all capital.
Yeah, they write it like M-U-C-C.
Yeah.
And I, like, for a better part of the first time I knew this band, I called it just Muk.
The Pokemon. Which is backwards for something else. If you know that one. So.
Oh my god.
This is often the whole episodes, but yeah, I've never heard about them before. In case they haven't been in any, we talked about, and if they didn't do any like openings for any anime, I've never heard of them.
I forgot I was gonna. I know they've done some.
Yeah, because I saw that too when we got in, which we'll maybe talk about later.
Yeah, I was gonna double check. So. None of these songs were in.
No, not the Starf.
I don't think so. I think they have a couple of other songs that have. I know the anime Zombie Loan. I think they did that ending theme for.
Yeah.
And some stuff like that.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about it, but we're gonna do the thing that we're trying to do a little more. The first impressions thing, like what was my.
Yeah.
Because it's mine. So you have to ask me
so
now.
So yeah. What is your experience with Japanese music?
I have been to a lot of conventions that are Japanese or East Asian or Asian influenced and inspired, and I've watched a couple of animes and read a couple of mangas, but it's through anime music, like openings and intros, like Death Note had The Nightmare, I think the group was called, that did the and there were called, and some other group, and I started getting to like that, but outside anime introducing me, like Naruto had some good ones that I can't remember the bands of, but like that's how I got introduced, and then I started finding like, oh, if you like this artist, you know, Google or Spotify, if that existed at the time, or like, I don't think it did, but you know what I mean, recommend, so that's how I got into. And I've listened to quite a lot for a person in my, but not you know, not compared to you, but like if I would ask another like friend and or somebody on the street, they would not say as much as I could probably, but I can't recall because that was a long time ago. I haven't gone to a lot of conventions and I've skipped a lot. I only read maybe 2 to 3 mangas nowadays. I used to read more, so that it's gone a little out of my life, but I still love it.
Yeah, I mean, I had a period in my life that I was really into Japanese music and listened to a lot of Japanese music.
Oh, sorry, I just have a bad back and stretch down to the floor for my glass of water, I'm sorry.
Okay, yes, you just interrupted me.
I'm sure. I'm
quite rude, but
I'm just going to put my water here, okay? I'm going to fix the problem.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Thank you. Now on to, you were saying...
So I had a period, but I mean, I go back to it, and this especially is an album I go back to and listen to sometimes, because I think it's one of my favorite Japanese albums.
Mm. My first impressions of the album was when I got to listen to, I actually listened to it the first time when I was trading and building Magic the Gathering decks and cards.
Right.
Actually, to really just get that back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was very good. I will listen to it with a neighbor and friend of ours, which we won't say. I was going to say the one name of the guy, but I maybe shouldn't. Mr. B. Or no, Mr. E-C.
Okay.
That lives here.
Okay.
Mr. Easy. And it was good. Yeah, he liked it, actually, and I liked it. And it was good. And then I got to listen to it one more time. But then I've had a lot of troubles with migraines and headaches because I have that chronic tension in my head and neck. Every time I tried, even on the lowest audio settings, I've had a headache. And now I can listen to it again. So I haven't listened to it as much as other albums for this show. And that's why I joked about The Lion King. I actually could listen to more from it. But it's been really good. I like it a lot, and you saw me jamming out to it a lot today because it's like I haven't listened to it before, but they have.
Yeah.
I'm gonna listen to it maybe a little more when we do during the next album and next stuff. But
yeah,
it was
fun.
Fun stuff.
And I'm happy you liked it. I kind of was kind of nervous after last time when I introduced this album. You kind of like, oh no, a Japanese album.
Yeah, it was mostly like we talked about it. We're not gonna do it now, right? But okay, let's do it now.
So I was kind of nervous what you were gonna say, but it seemed like it turned out good.
Yeah, no, but tell me about Muk or Muku.
Muku. It was a band formed 1997.
I was 5 years old.
I was 9 years old.
Yeah. So you can actually. I mean, I don't know if your parents would, but if they played in Sweden, you actually could have gone, in a sense. I would have crawled there. I don't know what 5 years old.
Kind of. But I actually seen them live.
Yeah, I know.
In 2009.
Sweden Rock, right? No?
No.
Not
it was... I don't remember the
name
the venue, but it was outside Gothenburg.
Okay.
But it was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
So the members were at first Mija on the guitar and backing vocals, Tatsuru on lead vocals and harmonica, and Satoshi drums and backing vocals, and Hiro bass and backing vocals.
So wait, what's that? That's one. That everybody does backing vocals.
Yeah, everybody does backing vocals.
Mm.
Everybody sings.
Mm.
But in 1999, Hero left the group for... it seems like he left the group because he wanted to like change to
styles,
a different band.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it happens a lot with rock bands. It feels like they change more members than other styles of music sometimes. It feels like.
And I was kind of surprised when I looked up the band's history that there haven't been more changes to the group. But they brought in Mijas, I think it's his childhood friend, Yuke, on bass and backing vocals, of course. That's the formation that stayed present time. So the name Mukku comes from a character in a children's
I thought it was a show, not a character.
No. The show is called Hirake Ponkiki.
Have you seen that show?
I tracked down one weird sketch from that show where I think because
Pontiki, I'm thinking of something called Pontiki as well.
Okay.
That's maybe why it's referencing.
Anyways, Mookie is a character in the show that's kind of a red brown yeti kind of character.
Cool.
with like two. He kind of looked like Cousins It with two big googly eyes.
Oh my god, that just sounds awesome.
And there's some good shots from when Mukko is... Mukko, the band is playing live with Mukko on the stage. And it's kind of hilarious.
It's a Mukkoception, which is not technically what deception is, but yeah.
But yeah, and he was almost always paired with his companion, Gachapin.
What? Gacha what?
Gachapin.
Okay.
Gachapin. Who was a big green dinosaur thingy.
Like Barney almost,
mm-hmm.
But Barney is purple.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the show ran from 1973 to 1993.
Yeah,
and it also spawned an NES game.
There was a game about the band or with the band.
No, I'm talking
the
about
show.
The show.
Yeah, that's what they
called. The children's show. Also, they're kind of another meaning, or not a meaning to the name, but...
Nickname, kind of,
in
Japanese.
Yeah, because you can apply M to the number 6 and K to number 9.
69, bruh!
So
we're doing finger and thumb out and wagging them like bros. 69. But we fell down another rabbit hole like we like a lot on our research where we... when you pressed it, it got you to the wiki page of Japanese wordplay, and it had some fun stuff.
Yeah,
like,
especially with numbers, there's some fun.
Yeah, like my favorite one was 1492. What happened then? You asked me, and I'm like, I couldn't remember his name. So I'm like, the man that went to this place with free boats. He's like Columbus. And I'm like, yeah. And then and you just said the thing that was the joke.
Yeah, so you can like take the. Say the numbers in Japanese,
and you get a sentence.
And you get and you push that together, and you get a sentence that's kind of like, "Oh my God, I see land," or something like that.
You said, "Wow, I see land."
Wow, I see
and
land.
The funny thing is, you said it in such a sarcastic tone, so I just started cracking up and like banging the table, like because you weren't like, "Wow, I see land." You're like, "Wow, I see land." It's like, "Are we there yet?" In a car, like, "Are we there yet, Mom?" Like. And then you're like, wow, I see a McDonald's, you know, it's like that joke.
Yeah.
And they had more, it was really fun. So, yeah. But Muck, when we, I don't know if we did talk or say anything in the last episode, but I think I did ask what style they was.
Yeah.
Did you say that they were Visual K then, or did you just say like a hard rock band?
I think I mentioned Visual K.
You'll just have to listen to the next, the last episode, before this episode.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
They're defined as a Visual K band.
Hmm.
I think these later years, they kind of moved away from it.
Yeah, it seems like it. At least, I didn't actually look at the videos, but some of their stylings, just the promo shots look like it, but Yeah. Not the music and not a lot. I mean, there's worse.
Yeah, and that was what I kind of wanted to talk a little bit with UK, because it's kind of an interesting musical style, but it's more like a subculture.
I would say. A lot of musical, a lot of music has a subculture, more even though it, inside the subculture it has a style, and it's because of the fans a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Because they want to have a community.
Exactly, and it started in the 80s, and like it sprung up from like the glam rock and the goth rock, and
it feels a little baroque, also baroque rock. But that's also very similar to goth, and I would say.
And there's some distinctive similarities, like in the hair and makeup department.
Yeah,
and stuff
you
like
have to
that.
Look like an anime character.
But there's like there's a fun video on YouTube that's, I think it's 43 minutes long, and it displays pictures of every Visual K band from 1981.
Oh, it's one of those. Yeah, that's cool.
Not 1891.
That would be funny.
Like Mozart. Yeah, it's kind of Visual K. But yeah, to 2014, I think, and it kind of like fun to see, like, because in the 80s,
the progression,
they're very glam rocky,
yeah,
but it kind of stays in a similar like vein all through the
But it's always a little fun to look at those. I mean, when it comes to technology, movies, a lot of those, like, where have we gone? I'm going through the Marvel movies, like I told you, with my girlfriend, because she hasn't seen it. And we just watched, and we were talking about just how the lighting, because we're at Avengers, is much brighter than like movies before maybe 2010. They're much darker and grittier.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to think, like, one thing, like the lighting in every movie was like this.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, like, and it's the same in music. Like, small things could, like, da-da-da-da, and that's how it's progressed.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. So those videos are cool on YouTube.
Yeah, and that's fun. So yeah, and like Visual K is not really like bound to one musical genre.
No.
Even if like rock and metal is kind of the most common genres.
The J rockish.
And Mija in Mook said in an interview, Visual K is not a style of music, but a whole physical image of the band.
Yeah, it's
And that's a whole, like, it's a lot of it, like, the fashion and, like, the elaborate hairstyles, the makeup, and it all has this.
Yeah.
And here comes this androgynous.
Androgynous looks.
I should have done some work on that today.
Yeah, or synonyms.
A couple of days I sat and like and practiced that word, but it still doesn't work.
We all have a couple of words. But I have a question. If you could choose another musical style to have Visual K, which would you choose? I have one at the top of my head. I don't even know if it would work, but I want one.
Oh, yeah.
Visual K reggae. Yeah, I would love to see that. That would be fun,
man.
I could see it.
I heard some like Japanese reggae.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of cool in its own way. It's kind of weird, but yeah.
So you get one from the counting down.
I was gonna say vaporwave, because it's just like this mellow.
Yeah.
It's a very like mellow electronical music, and it's kind of fun to pair that with this wild style.
It would be cool, actually.
Yeah.
It's like lo-fi, yeah.
So yeah, Homeruta was Muku's second album, and it was released in 2002.
The first album you heard, right? No?
That's a good question. I was thinking about like what was the first song I heard by them, and I came down. It was either Setsubo, or it was that's on this record.
Yeah, this is
or
one
it
one
was Seishu Rasha, who's that's on another record.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so yeah, I've probably like heard at least a song from him, the first. But it was released 2002 in Japan. France got it for some reason already 2005.
I was 10 years old. Just as a timeline, in 1997 I was 5. I was 10 then.
Yeah, and for some reason, for some reason, the rest of Europe had to wait a half a year longer and got it in May 2006. And there's some kind of different releases.
Yeah, it's a little weird when you like go. And we talked about it a little when we talked on the last episode. At the ending, you said like others on Spotify. There's the one with Sin, Humorata.
Oh yeah.
And the Humorata.
But that's even a different thing because that's like a release.
Yeah, that's true.
A couple of years ago.
15. Oh no, no, I'm saying it's 15 years after this was released.
Yeah.
So it was like
2017.
Yeah, exactly. Math.
Yeah, math. So yeah, but I think that's kind of like both in like Visual K, that's a very common thing, and also in Japanese music, like overall, I think this is a very like these like different pressings with different like materials, like you get bonus songs or you
yeah.
get a video or you get a
yeah.
Poster or like
it feels very in Japan or stuff like it feels like it they're still in the 80s in the way of doing stuff somehow but still incorporated in how you do it today because like when we talked about Simon Garfunkel you release more music then.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? And they're releasing more music. Like here, you get an extra single. Here, you get an extra album. Here, you get, and then you it's more promotion in a sense.
But also like this, and this is a thing that kind of died out. Like I think in the Western world, it's like all this like free extra stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of.
It's more now with some people coming up or being like through the YouTube or like getting a fan base. Because then they want to release stuff, but if you're just going the normal route, it doesn't feel like that happens a lot.
No, and yeah, that's kind of unique for Japan.
Mm.
But so yeah, there's like a two dicks. Yes, he has dicks. Two discs.
Yeah. Well, this is a grown-up podcast because we do swear sometimes.
Yeah, I did say fuck for like 2 minutes ago.
You just said it now.
Yeah.
Two discs, a second press that has included two bonus songs and a 24-minute comment, it said, on the band talking Ibaraki Ben, which is a dialect.
Yeah, I was
right?
Like, we kind of listened to it, we found it on the internet.
Yeah,
it
was
very...
It
seems like they're just... So, Ibaraki Ben is like... Ibaraki is the prefecture where they come from, and it's like...
A dialect.
Yeah,
a sort
dialect.
Of slang dialect.
Dialect, slang.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
I don't know as much Japanese as you do, or as I used to do, because I haven't studied in years. But I did recognize some words and understand a little, and also by the connotation of their voice, I would say.
Yeah.
But you can't. It's very hard to find, even if you are a Japanese listener. If but if you are, and you know, just tell us what they say. If they say anything interesting.
Yeah. The one on Spotify, I would say, is the European release.
Yeah, that's the one you have, because all the songs matched up.
Yeah, and it has two bonus songs that we will go into. So, if you're wondering what version you should listen to, I would recommend that one.
Yeah, and we're trying to get better at giving you links to our podcast in different ways and not just putting up pictures. And we are going to try to put up links also to... where we listen to the albums.
Yeah.
We forgot about... That's maybe a smart thing to do and not just say, hey, Google this.
Yeah. Actually, it's very good.
Like, we did miss out on that a little earlier on.
Yeah. And we can do better.
Yeah, we can do better. We can grow as podcasters and people.
Good.
And Homura Uta, let's go into the songs and also the... meaning of the album, if you have nothing more to add.
I didn't even take that up.
But
it was just
But it's also this first song in a sense.
Yeah, so we can take it here.
Yeah, Homura Uta, what does it mean? And for everybody who forgot how you pronounce it, it's like this.
Homura Uta.
And not like this.
Homura Uta.
So, which means funeral song.
Oh my god! Yeah.
So, and the first song, this is also the fun thing when we talk about songs. What is a song, and what is a, you know, we talked about it with Spiderbait. Like, is this a song?
Yeah.
Because he has no lyrics or something. But this, it means funeral song. The album's name and the song's name, and it has some just drums and guitar and music, and it's really nice. And then it has some weird ass harmonica cutting for it, and especially when I was talking about me getting a headache, one of my triggers is loud noises or like distortion, not distortion like I'm talking Billie Eilish, but like it hits your ear in the wrong way, discant, or as we say Swedish, I would say. But and it gave me a headache the first song every time. If I jumped through it, I could get through a couple of songs, but this gave me a headache every time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I like the beginning of this song because it's very like marching.
Yeah.
You kind of just want to go out and march too.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a nice. It's very like. It's an intro song. It's like.
Yeah.
Setting the feel for the album, and I mean, I love the harmonica if you get.
That's what they got. I could listen to it a couple of times. I've listened for it 3 times today, and it was no problem. But it is a little like, but I think it's the purpose. Like here's the guitar and it feels like on the same level as you can see on the camera. I'm doing my hands in a motion where it's the same level, and then the harmonica comes like this. What's this? Is this motion? Can you tell the camera?
It's a wavy, wavy motion.
Yeah.
It's like a stormy ocean.
Can you say what this motion is for the camera?
That's more like spasms.
Thank you very much. I'm just wiggling my hand around. But it's there to like disrupt what you're feeling and getting, and it's setting the tone. So
also like, I like the harmonica because it's so left field.
Yeah, it's very.
It's like so not this genre of music.
Can I also say something? We talked sometimes together about like words or meanings we like. I like it that you're using the term left field. I always like that.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame we don't have that in Sweden, in the Swedish language the same way. That's out of left field.
Yeah.
It's so nice. Yeah. Anything more about
Omerata?
No. Second
song. Oh, well, I thought you were gonna do the joke, but...
What joke?
About me choosing two albums that has
that's true. Förlåt, it's Swedish. Actually, it's true, I was gonna do that. I forgot to write it in. So, we've had, for everybody who has not listened to it or did not listen for it, we didn't actually say this, but when we did Arcade Fire Funeral, we actually recorded 2 episodes in 1 day, so that's why we're out of it, or loopy. And that was called Funeral and had technically a funeral song.
Yeah.
And this is a funeral song. So you like your funerals, man.
Yeah, apparently.
You're like
dark.
That Owen Wilson movie with, Vince Vaughn, or what is it? Where they go to Wedding Crashers, but he also goes to a funeral one time and crashes a funeral. You're like that guy.
Okay. I'm more of the brooding,
sad
guy.
Sitting in So the next song... is do you want to say it or should I do this thing?
Okay, I'm gonna try to to practice my Japanese. Setsubo.
Yeah, the second song is Setsubo, which is
Setsubo.
Pronounced like this according to Google.
Setsubo.
And the English.
Setsubo.
Setsubo.
It's a Setsubo.
It's a bow you put on your sets. And the song is, according to my Google Translate, because of all these are Japanese words and from the Japanese language.
Mm.
What are words? I don't know why you look so weird into my eyes.
I was just trying to listen to what you said.
Okay, sorry. But my Google Translate are for some of these, or most of them, and you will say your version that your Google Translate is.
What my expert analysis of the lyrics.
The analyzers that we pay under the table. But it means the song Setsubo, or bow, it means despair. And I like the song. It has some very nice guitar riffs and drum. You know this? Every time we say and gonna talk about the drums, we always do air drums. Like, you know when the part of the song goes like these drums?
Yeah.
We can't like... because it's easier to say a guitar riff, not like a drum riff or a drum loop. But it's cool drums, how they are. So, yeah. And I really like the wail or the despair slash anger in his, you know, like voice.
Yeah.
In Tatsuro's voice, right? Tatsuro.
Voice.
And I also like the translated lyrics. And for this part, it's actually good. There's a part where the lyrics in translated said, "What should I look for in a place where only loneliness exists? Only despair exists. What should I look for in this place?"
Mm-hmm.
And when you talked about like you being the broody, dark guy in the corner, those lyrics really fit me
in
that. Yeah.
I mean, like, you just need to translate the title of the song, and then you kind of know what the song is about.
Despair.
And it has some really great guitar riffs.
And this was one of the first you heard, right?
Yeah. I think it's one of the first I heard.
Really?
And it really shows Tatsuro's ability to spit out lines fast.
Yeah.
That's
always interesting when it comes to like rock and roll or I don't know what I said, but rock and J-rock in Japan. Sometimes it encroaches on rap because they're so fast, but the style of music they're doing is not rap. But nowadays, like at least in J-pop and K-pop, rap is very hot and modern to have in that music. Like Blackpink and BTS, they have a lot of, and it's good. It fits very good. So I understand.
And also, like, I think the Japanese is a very, very rhythmical language.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like rap in that kind of sense also.
Yeah.
It's a good song. I mean,
next
it's not my favorite, but it's not first.
Yeah.
It's kind of an average song.
Yeah, it's good. You want to go to the next song?
Yeah.
Can you say this?
Oh, Shiawase no Shushaku? Shoshaku. Shoshaku.
This is how you should say it.
Shiawase no Shushaku.
According to
Shushaku.
And this is how you should not say it.
Shiawase no Shushaku.
Can you play the Japanese one?
You just did not laugh.
Shiawase no Shuchaku.
Shuchaku.
It's weird because she has a...
Shuchaku. Yeah, I know.
Shoshu.
Yeah, so, yeah. Which means, at least to mine, was the end of happiness. And the first 35 seconds or rough about gives you a really good feeling of the song, and how he sings it gives you a good, like, he builds on the song, so I like it a lot, and his voice is really good. He has a good voice, which, I mean, I don't know the range of his voice. I know it's hard to say, but he does remind me sometimes of the singer of In Disturbed a little, like, but even though his style is different, but he does remind me of it, the song is. How you remind me of who I really am.
Yeah,
you
can take some quite, like,
and
powerful notes. Like, and really like hold them.
210 to 240, those minute marks is also very good. It's a very good guitar. Who was it on the guitar now again? I forgot. Mija, yeah. Tatsuro is vocals, Satoshi is drums and back, I'll say drums, and Hiro's bass. And then,
No. Yuki is bass.
Yuki is bass. They switch, I forgot. Yuki. And then, who was on guitar, did you say?
Mija.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the names so I can just
.
What did you find for the meaning of
Shiawase means happiness.
And shu
no is the possessive particle. Do you know what that means?
It controls particles in the air. It's very possessive. You're like, you don't go out with other particles, you stay in the house.
Exactly. And shushaku means like the end of the line, the last like bus stop or the last
train stop. Yeah.
That's
what they always say in those old movies. End of the line.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the meaning I got into my head is like this, like the last stop for happiness or something like that. Like this is the last stop. For you to be happy, this is where you need to get off, kind of like this thing. I like how like the guitar starts very muted in this song at first, and then it kicks in after a while.
Yeah.
And it also has this wailing
yeah.
in the end that's very like
strong. Really.
Yeah, strong and like.
When I I didn't want to say, when I translated this and got it to English, I googled the end of Happiness a little fast, and I accidentally got the Pursuit of Happiness movie ending scene, and I just thought that loop was very fun, but the Pursuit of Happiness is the end of Happiness, and it gave me like a different feeling to this song
yeah.
that I didn't have before.
Yeah.
So you talking about the end of line, Happiness, like I can feel with that only because of my googling, not otherwise, which is a little fun.
Yeah, but yeah, the wailing at the end of the song is kind of like ghostly almost. Like
yeah, and
it's a Banshee-esque.
Yeah, and it gets even better in the next song, I think, a lot.
Did you see what happened there?
What?
Sorry, no, I'm talking about...
What part? Ah, oh,
so he put the next song in the translator and it came out all wrong.
Yeah, and this is weird, like, does it mean I should push this button? No, but
no.
It's the right button. But we're not gonna push this.
Kimi ni sachi are is the next song.
Yeah.
I just spoiled it. I just wanted to show for all your folks that I can read here again.
I can also kind of read it, but not as good as I... Like, this is going to be hard because it's so small.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kimi ni sachi are, which is pronounced like this. Oh yeah, I forgot that you maybe should not do this button, but this button.
Kimi ni sachi are.
I would not agree.
Kimi ni
sachi are.
Yeah, it's because we have the, what's it called when you have this, the Roman and not the hiragana.
We have the romaji.
Yeah, romaji. That's what you have when you have a bad soap opera with romance. You have romaji. I don't know. Kimi ni sachi are is the fourth song, and according to my translation, it means. My, not Google's, my translation. It means good luck to you. And this song is maybe, spoiler, my favorite. And also spoiler, Mark 210 to 245 is hauntingly beautiful. How he, when you spoke about the wailing and a little with the other song, Despair. This is where he has some despair in his voice. And it comes back around Mark 4 to Mark 5 and is really good there. But the first... 210 to 245 really gives me chills every time, and I just really looped it. I'm gonna play that when I get home later and see what Matilda's, my girlfriend's, reaction is, especially when she is a little of a singer. See
yeah.
how that like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is.
I'm just checking.
This shows his
range. Yeah.
Yeah, his range.
Or his capabilities and
yeah,
talent.
Yeah, capabilities and like. Tatsura's singing here is like
because
the emotion in
yeah,
it. Yes,
it's more than a range. It's also acting in a sense in it, which is a lot in also Japanese. I mean, in another way, they put their feelings into their vocals in a different way than some American. And also when it comes to the rock, I think because in rock you sometimes are just hardcore and angry or speaking about something, but here they also can put in. Despair and sadness and stuff like that.
And yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
And also here come the harmonica comes in again. And
yeah.
It's very
but it's
nice
not and yeah, but it's lighter.
Yeah,
and it works more.
Yeah, it's.
And also like,
cool.
the effect they do from especially I mean it, they do it like I said in later in the song, with the 4 minute mark to five. But the first mark 210 to 245 when they do this effect that they play and they. Build, but then they and he sings over them. And he it's not like he's fighting the music, but he's also in a sense he's fighting the music, but also he's lifting with the music at the same time. And then the music goes away, and it's like they have an ambience on effect because you can hear him and it gives you a little echo and it just goes out into darkness. And you can, and that's what I also feel with this despair. It's really good and. I really challenge, not really challenge, but I'm using this word now, really challenge people to listen to that part and not appreciate it, even though you don't know the lyrics, and just for how his voice is and how they build that song.
But I mean, like...
Oh yeah, I forgot to ask who wrote all the songs. We I forgot to write that down.
We could check it out. But
yeah, I can do that. If you talk, I can Google.
There's different, like, they all contribute,
yeah.
I think. But, what I like with this album especially...
Tatsuro. It says it's on Wikipedia. It's written by Tatsuro,
yeah,
at least.
It's written.
And the music is made by Mija.
Mija.
Sorry, thank you.
Sorry
and thank you.
But I'm probably mispronouncing it also.
Yeah.
So.
But if he wrote those lyrics and just how he knows his voice, very interesting.
But what I was gonna come to is that, like, this is really a record you don't know.
It's hard to try and understand the lyrics.
Yeah, but you don't need to understand the lyrics because they're like, I mean, just kind of just emotions in lyrics, and it's like, it's a very like, and I for me personally, I is like lyrically, it's not that interesting, like, because it's just like it's a lot of like, it's lots of despair. Like.
It's a little emo-ish in the lyrics when you translate. I'm also gonna say this is some this connects a lot to what we've been talking to each other. Off podcast, but a little on podcast, is how music, what does it trigger in people, and how does it work? Like, because we can fight each other, and we cannot understand the same language, and it's hard to maybe learn the same language and understand each other. But you can listen to one piece of music, and you can understand the same feeling, but in your own way together. And that's very interesting. How does music trigger and affect people? And we've talked to a lot outside the podcast, and even talked about maybe doing an episode on, like, doing research on, like, how does it work, and looking at some documentaries on, like, Alzheimer's patients, and they've been using music, how it works.
Hmm?
And at least I want to do that bonus episode someday.
Yeah, it
and
sounds...
And this album is very much that. We don't understand the lyrics. You maybe do a little more because of the Japanese than I do. But just how he sings and how the music is incorporated to tell you a story.
For me, it's more about, like, they do lots of great, like the music is good, and like the singing is good, and like, and also like the visual, like you kind of get a visual mental picture even if you don't even if you don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, and if you do Google Translate, and they'll be a little weird, or you do a certain website like you did, they'll still be a little weird, but you can understand a little if you wanna.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that takes it. I mean, I just want to say again, it's a good song, and the album's good, and listen to it, man.
Yeah.
It's hard also when you go through your favorite song. You just want to talk more about it.
Yeah.
But we have to go on to the number 5 song now. And how it is pronounced is...
Okay.
Do you want this webpage or that webpage? Because I'm going here now. Bye.
Okay. So, boku ga honto no boku ni taekirisu no...
No.
Ne.
Taekirisu sukutta honto no boku.
Ah, okay. Boku ga honto no boku ni taekirisu... Skutta no honto no boku.
Yeah, drop that beat, bro.
Yeah. So, how do you...
Boku ga honto no boku ni takerisu tsuka honto no boku, bro. Yeah. Okay, this is...
Sorry.
This is how you should say it.
Boku ji ye honto no boku ni taekirezu tsukutta honto no boku.
Or like this.
Boku ga honto no boku ni taekirezu tsukutta honto no boku.
I think you're better at it, but I still feel like we're more on the side of the Japanese-ish than the English version.
Yeah, I mean, like, the English version is just, it's fantastic.
Oh my god. What does this song, at least, what did you find, or did I only find, like... Yeah, this is what we came to, right? You talk, I drink water.
Yeah, kind of. It kind of means like...
I can't stand the real me that I made, or I can't stand this version that I have...
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like...
I didn't remember, like, really now what...
But it's like... the first version that I got, I'm just going to say to the camera, is it said, like, the real servant that I made...
Yeah.
is because one word is, but the real servant that I made is not the real servant that I made.
Mm.
It's about, but then we looked, it's more about the words is like, could not stand or want to end. And it's like you have made a version or something. So I think it's like a copy or a version of you that you cannot stand. And I feel like it's an identity crisis thing, or like you don't like.
Yeah, but it's like.
And also,
it's also this like you have this fake facade.
Yeah, you have this
like
face, and we've talked a little about we've been a little spoken word people or writing our own stuff. And when I was very young, like 14, 15, I wrote a poem where I actually wrote like, I have many faces, but I don't know which face is my real one, and underneath which one. Which mask is the real me? Like, it's very, like, cliché 15-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
we all wrote that.
and that's fine, but I mean, I don't mind that. Anybody who wants to roast me can roast me. But I mean, just the sentiment that you don't know the version and you don't like the version that you see in the mirror or you portray to other people is very interesting. And even though you're 15 or 30, I'm closing there, and or how old this man is or these men are, you can still relate to that, and even though you're from Japan or Sweden, like we are, and that's very interesting, and I can honestly relate to that.
Yeah.
So
the true star of this song, I would say, is the percussions.
I would say I wrote shred that guitar, so I think the guitar.
The percussions in this song is like, it's fantastic. It's kind of like, I don't know what he's done, if like he tightened the drums very hard.
If he changed the sticks, or because there's different weights and stuff.
Yeah.
And also drumstick heads.
But it kind of like he's playing on pots and pans sometimes in the song. And it's very like, it really stands out. And I really like the drumming in this song.
Yeah.
So the next one is the easiest, I would say.
Yeah, and before I make... Before
mama.
You say... No. It's
mama.
Yeah, it's mama. Or mama! Ooh! I always have to try to make any reference I can, man.
The queen,
Yeah, or no, what? Anything, really.
Yeah.
I'm the reference boy.
Okay,
it's a nice musical song. The lyrics are very funny when you translate it, because one is like, "Mom, does my doll smell bad?" or something. It's very weird.
Badly
translated.
I read that more like fan written translation.
Yeah,
of
like
this
somebody
song.
Who maybe knows Japanese. Not Google auto translate.
And I really like these lyrics actually, and this is probably my favorite lyrics from this album, and it's all about like how this like child cries out to his mother, and the mother
that.
Kind of don't return the love, and
you were not loved by your parents.
It's kind of that, but I understand, and it's made kind of in a very like
and sometimes
interesting
if
way.
Yeah, and sometimes you can understand that, because also in Japanese culture, you know, with how the elder generation is, maybe you don't want to show emotions, and when somebody's you have a little children crying out, mama, then you don't show emotions, because that's how it is a little.
Yeah.
So you can understand, The next song is, you want to try, or do you want to Google to do it?
Kurayami ni saku hana.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Sakuhana. Kurayami ni sakuhana.
Hmm. Or English version for some reason.
It's only Hana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's only this.
Hana.
Hello, Hana.
There's like 4 or 5 words, and the English version only gets one.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What did you find?
For me, it kind of means the flowers that bloom in darkness.
Yeah.
I think that's a good translation of it.
I found flower in dark and bloom in darkness in 2 versions. This one you told me, and I didn't think about it the first time, but then I just thought, does he even have a voice after this song?
Yeah,
did he just disappear it? magically get it disappear.
Yeah, he sings in a way that, and at one point, like around the 5 minute mark, it kind of sounds like his voice is kind of break,
and
it sounds very emotional and it's kind
and
of
that's
cool.
What gives the effect to this song and a couple of others, especially like we said, our favorite number 4. And when I read on the Leto fan site, somebody wrote their own review and a history about the album and the group, and somebody said he like howls, but not in a good howl, because they followed it up like howling that is bad. I don't remember what they wrote, and I just thought like the howling that he makes, or how he breaks his voice, even though it's maybe unintentional, because you don't want to do that really to your voice, especially as a singer. But it gives such a nice effect, and especially when we talk about songs that had the name Despair, or Flower That Blooms in Darkness. That's darkness is very negative, but Flower is new life, new hope, still trying to get out of there, and that's very nice. And you having, you know, this sadness, anger, wailing, and breaking in the voice is very nice. And he probably did not do it on purpose, because that hurts a lot. So I hope he has a voice. I know this is like 17 years ago, but still. If he's perfected his technique and his way to sing, and still can get this breaking of the voice, but not harming his voice, because in that song, number 7, Karami ni Sakuhana, he's breaking his voice in the wrong way, not like on purpose.
Yeah.
So I hope he's learned how to do it the right way, because it's an amazing effect.
But yeah, and it kind of adds like a little of an uncomfortable thing to the song, like it's like, because when someone does that to its voice, it's kind of like, kind of hurts you.
But it's like, have you ever been so angry or sad you've just screamed and you heard your voice like go like that?
Yeah,
I have. It happened like 2 months ago for me. I got so angry. I just went. I was walking in the woods and I just screamed top of my lungs. And it freaking happened, man.
Yes.
But it's she kind of said, I got some cat hair on my tongue. Bleh.
Yeah. Stop licking my cat then.
I just love making out with her. She has a that tongue, man. Next song.
Oh, okay.
No, what did I do? No, I almost deleted everything.
Uso de yugamu shinzo.
Uso de yugamu shinzo.
Uso de yugamu shinzo.
Wait, what?
Uso de yugamu shinzo.
you know the famous country, USO?
De gamu?
Uso de yugamu shinzo.
Shinzo. Yes. Yeah, she has a... I just want to say, before we continue, the Google Voices, they do Japan... I think the Google Voice does Japan, credit.
Yeah.
While the English one does not do English language or people credit at all.
Yeah.
And we have bad English, but we would still do it better than that, I think.
Yeah.
It's
just funny.
This is the Heart Distorted by Lies, according to my translated lyrics. And when it comes to the translated lyrics, this one has some really ass weird ones and funny ones, if you just want to laugh at the how Google translates Japanese into English.
Yeah. But if you read a little... if you read a decent translation of this song...
Yeah, it's a different...
It's kind of...
You didn't have that much better, but a little better, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're almost also a little fun, but more sense.
So the song seems to surround like about a graphic dead kitten.
Yeah, like in my version it said like a kitten with excrement, no one will approach it. A kitten with excrement that has blocked, no one will approach it or something.
Yeah,
and yours said discretion.
And it's like, it's and very graphic.
And you wrote this... But you should have honestly written this. So you said it has more of a pop song feel. You should have written poop song feel because of that, man.
Yeah.
Got it. But I made a joke.
Yeah, whatever. But it has a kind of a pop song feel,
yeah,
I think, this song.
It has a lot of jazz. This is one of those jazzy songs. Because we talked about that, I think, at the end of the last episode. Like, they do hard rock, but they also do jazz or something you said to me. I'm like, what? That sounds cool.
Yeah, I mean,
And this is one of those jazzy. He does the harmonica
yes.
good.
It's, yes, pop, yeah.
Does he? I think he has the harmonica in this one.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think but, so but yeah. too. You can vamp while I just do my stuff. You know what vamping is? I'm not being a vampire.
Oh, you mean vaping?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't have my vape pen with me.
Vape culture, bro. No,
yeah.
Vamp is just you
yeah.
just talk while I do my shit. You know, you just think of something.
That's interesting translation.
Sure. Yeah, didn't you not see that? Okay, the next song is number 9.
Yeah.
Which is... Wait.
Oh, yoga tajaki.
Yeah. Wait, I forgot.
Taiyaki-kun.
Or the English version.
Wow, Taiyaki-kun.
Kun.
So.
And this
yeah,
seems
I,
to be
I
a reference, s- right?
Yeah, it's a cover of another song.
Is it the same lyrics? I thought it was a different interpretation.
As I understood it, it's a cover.
I listened to the other one, but it's very hard to see then, you know, with, when it's not your language to hear the lyrics.
Yeah,
so yeah.
But I'm maybe wrong on this, but as I understand it,
it didn't sound the same when. But I just listened to the other clip one time, so you could be right actually. So yeah. But yeah.
So, Ojoge, I kind of understood a swim.
Yeah.
Taiyaki is.
It's actually a person.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
Because it's got kun after.
Yeah, but it's actually it's.
Oh yeah, that's why they had the.
It's
fish.
Like a Japanese fish-shaped cake.
That's why they call it because when he was singing, they had a lot of Japanese fish-sized. They gave it to him
yeah.
on the television.
Yeah.
Mm.
So so Taiyaki kun yeah and kun is ending like for a boy.
What was his name, the original singer?
I think I had it in the document written.
Masato Shimon. If you did, I did not see it.
No, I'm actually maybe shoot.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I read that word, but... Okay, so we have some...
I don't know, maybe I... Because this is the version I found.
But if you go back to the Wikipedia...
Yeah, I did it. You can vamp. So
yeah, okay,
can...
I'm gonna vamp. So...
You talk
so
about the stuff.
I never had these Japanese fish cakes thingies, but they kind of sound
yeah,
good.
Masato Shimon.
Okay, the singer. It's a song by the release by... Where did I get the...
And the songwriter is Hiro Takada.
Oh, yeah, so that's why. That's why, okay.
Oh, yeah, and then you said you had Kenshi Nagira, but that's not what I can find.
Okay, yeah,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, so Masato Shimon.
Yeah.
Which has a cool Bob Ross hair.
Yeah. Yeah, wrote this song.
And this was on the TV show, right? What you talked about.
Yeah,
Hiraki
and the song appeared on the children TV show, Hiraki Punky.
Yeah.
That's kind of the connection.
And
I like this song.
Yeah.
I like the start of this song. Like, when they sing the first verse two times, first slowly with like
yeah.
a slow guitar and
yeah,
then
classical guitar,
and,
I would say, or
and then fast with.
And when I say classical guitar, I don't mean like 1800s classical. I mean like 1960s classical.
Yeah,
like also it gives me a House of Rising Sun feel.
Yeah,
stuff. Yeah. So yeah,
it has like
this was also in. Really cool to me, I thought, was the thing with the children's show and the singer that he has gotten like 1 to 2, as I could find, maybe Guinness, or he's in the Guinness World Book record maybe 2 times, but at least for this song there's something like he had an amazing like selling out record and selling records. 4.53 million copies were sold, best-selling in Japan, and he got in the Guinness World Book record. But I'm reading from Wikipedia because this is interesting, I think. Despite the success, the company paid Shimon only 50,000 yen, which was approximately $170 for the exchange rate at the time, as a guarantee. And that's a lump sum, audience. One-time sum, not like once a month, once a day. It was for this song that had 4.53 million copies and a World Book record. He only got $170. Which is crazy, And even if you think about 1975-6, that's not a lot of money. And I don't think in Japanese money that was a lot either. Even if you would say, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, for us, just like one piece of gum is, you know, 0001 yen. Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I got wrong.
Ah, was sung by Japanese folk singer.
So on the B-side of this single,
mm-hmm.
there was a folk song sung by Kenshin Nigira.
Yeah.
That's, and I
you
mixed
up
the word. Yeah,
so it's it was very interesting, and it's interesting they have this cover slash own
and,
song. I think,
and I like how it connects back to the name of the band also.
Yeah, and like we found out earlier, I do agree. So yeah, we're going to the 10th song, I think. I'm just going to... Yeah, we're actually a little better.
Yeah.
So this 10th song, right?
Copy the kanji.
You want me to copy this?
Because I don't know what will come out.
Okay.
on
the
other
end. I'm gonna take this first.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is the next song.
Mae.
Yeah, I always forget.
Mae.
Which translates to this
before. Yeah.
But we're gonna use the
kanji.
Yeah. Oops. I fix.
Yep.
I have to do some sounds. I'm trying to not do sounds, that's why.
Yeah.
Mae.
Which
mae.
Becomes forward.
Forward.
Can
yeah.
I just say this word?
Mae.
Means
mae.
Water in Assyrian, and I think also, if I remember correctly, my husband's wife, my brother's wife. God, I can't say words. The heat in here. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother's wife is from Thailand, and I think when she says the word water in Thailand, she says it round this pronunciation also.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Which I found was a little like maybe at least in 1 to 2
mm-hmm.
languages it means water,
yeah.
But here it means either previous or forward.
Yeah.
Or forward or before.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't have a lot to say about this song.
It sounds very like ska punk feel kind of to it.
Yeah.
And it kind of like, didn't you talk something about reggae before?
Yeah, it has a little reggae feel in it.
Yeah.
It does. I do honestly.
Yeah,
and I said reggae.
Ska is,
and I also said Visual K reggae. So yeah.
Yeah.
They got my idea through time travel.
But yeah, so it's kind of that. It's a fun song, but yeah, it's an average song.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Yeah, we're gonna do the next one, which is this song right here, according to Google,
Kokuen.
Which is come on.
Kokuen.
Which
Kokuen.
Means.
Kokuen. Graphite.
Graphite.
Apparently.
Or black smoke, according to what my Google
translated
to.
Yeah, and I think that's the right translation.
And I wrote, a lot of stuff happens. It's nice.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that as a, like, I'm being sarcastic now, but so, you know, when you write down your thoughts, sometimes you shorten it. But a lot of stuff happens musically, and it's nice, but it doesn't leave me with anything lasting. That's what I mean.
Mm. I can agree with that. This and the next song has a very like early 2000 feel, you took away my notes.
Did you
so
just
I
say
was,
that?
I was like,
oh my god, it's so early.
Well, so it has for me kind of a lot of new metal influences.
Yeah, and you mean new metal with an N and a U,
yeah.
Not new metal.
New metal.
Yeah, not. So, because or else you would have to say old metal.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, kind of does some, like, kind of rapping at the end and some stuff like that. And, yeah.
Okay.
I kind of like this song.
I don't care.
For what it is.
I don't care, bye.
Okay.
Suimin.
That's the next song.
Suimin.
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 This is the next song, which means
sleep.
Not so loud she is.
But that's the weird part with this song, because this song I kind of like this lyric.
The 12th song, Suimin?
Yeah, I kind of nerd out on, because it's written in katakana.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to? It's not gonna work, I think.
No, but
you talk. You talk.
But, I mean, you don't write.
I know.
So I'm gonna get into some Japanese language things.
Okay, I'm gonna do something I don't normally do. I'm gonna open this door and get us water while you do that, because I
okay.
need it. So talk.
So katakana you use for foreign words, and I mean, as far as I know, this isn't a foreign word, and it's usually written with it kanjis. So it was kind of weird. So I tried to find some other meaning. And the only other like word that uses these katakanas is swimming. Like if you say would say swimming in Japanese, but you add a G-E after it, which is weird. Anyways, that was my tennis.
Okay, I'm back with water, and we got some fresh air. Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It was like a wave of water.
Yeah. But this is our process, man. We have to endure hellish purgatory heat so we can be weird. So next song, number 13, is the song Kairanu Hito.
Kairanu Hito.
The thing that is weird, I don't know if you said this. Did you? Yeah. Did you talk about that? The Japanese is ka e ra nu. It's not kaira nu.
Yeah.
So you don't see it in one take.
No.
And hito is hito.
So yeah, it's written with hiragana, and
which
those have like usually a consonant and a
vowel.
Vowel,
yeah.
Together.
Can I get the consonant, please? You know the T. You know the T
yeah.
show.
So it's ka e ra nu hito.
Which TV show was I talking about?
No, I don't know. Just go.
Wheel of Fortune, man.
Okay.
Kaera nu hito.
Kaera nu hito.
According to this, translates
people.
Translates to people. not to people. People.
but it just translates the last word, which means people. But okay. Hito means people, but
Kairano doesn't become translated.
So you had one translation for this.
Do not go back is Kairano.
Oh.
Do
yeah,
not go back.
Yeah, it kind of means that, but like
those who never return is the thing I got.
Yeah, and but this is an expression I found out is like a dead person or a deceased body or like something like that.
That's a very very dark, man.
Yeah,
like dead people, and then you just a deceased body.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a nice. You said about some other song. It was the earlier song number 11. Yeah, Kokoen. It feels no wait, no, that was the new metal one. Oh yeah, Maya 10th. It has a ska punk feel.
Mm.
This to me has a like ballad like.
Yeah.
And I would say maybe
ballad.
80s rock ballad.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Is it... No, wait, Kiss from a Rose is Seal. What's the other... You know, which one? It's the band that just had a movie. The American... Motley Crue. They
oh,
did one.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Motley Crue ballad.
The Motley Crue ballad.
You know which one.
Yeah, yeah, I mean... Just search ballad, I think you would
yeah.
Be. This is entrancing podcasting when you Google stuff.
You just talk, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm complaining of you Googling. That's our podcast. Me complaining to you.
You don't understand how vamping works. You're all I need.
Yeah. You're...
I don't want to... wait, actually, we'll come back in 1 minute. You press the pause button when you pause, and then you unpause it. We're back now.
Okay.
Wait, you're always so scared. I'm not exactly sure if that was the right Motley Crue, but it feels like a little Motley Crue, or the other group that when somebody died, you know, made a famous
yeah.
song. You know it. White guy sings, blonde hair.
Like half of the 80s.
Yeah. So we're on the 13th song, thank God. It has that 80s ballad at least.
Yeah, and it's
Skid Row-ish, maybe you could say, otherwise.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm just gonna say bands. I'm just gonna say bands. The Osmonds. The not even that rock.
The Ammon Brothers.
You, Louis Lewis and the Funk.
Baby Huey.
The Jackson 5. Oh, the Platters. Not even the same.
The Coasters.
You don't know the Platters.
Yeah, don't you know the
coasters? The Coasters. Yeah, I use them every time I drink.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys. No, the Pet Shop Boys. Okay, no more boys. No, but yeah, so those who are, but it's a nice ballad, and
yeah,
so I like
it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Yeah.
Let's go to, stop saying words.
Sutta sutta.
Sutta sutta. Which means
shreds.
This is the fun thing with Japanese.
Sutta sutta.
It's how they bounce on their words, like you said. It's fresh mixed,
yeah.
Yeah,
and also, like, this is what I love most with Japanese. They have. This is another hard word. Onomatopoeias? No?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah. And they actually use them?
Omoni.
As words?
Omoni pias.
Omoni
pias. I don't know.
No, that's wrong, but.
Okay, you spell. You spell Ivamp. So he's right now spell Angela, and that's not happening. No, but this song, honestly, I didn't write a lot about. This is also one of those songs. It doesn't really stick with me. I think, at least. I mean. A lot of these end songs, they're good, and they are good, but they didn't really stick with me, so I wrote for me to write something down at all, like, so.
No, that's not right.
Okay, we'll come back to.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, but the thing is, like. Like,
I think this is the most we ever Googled.
They use sound as describing things.
Yeah, I know what you
so
mean.
So sutta sutta is like, so it means to shred or like to tear apart.
Yeah.
And you kind of can hear that sutta, like.
Yeah.
And
sutta sutta.
Sutta sutta. I like that.
You like what? Tell me what you like with the song. Tell me.
No.
You remember in your brain.
I like Japanese. That's what's my point.
Okay. Good.
The song is kind of an average song. It's got a nice heavy guitar riff, but that's not like it. And it has the nice fading in the beginning.
Mm.
Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're so bored.
No, but
God,
like, no.
It like has his head on his hands, like.
No, but
yeah,
it's like
I
said,
hear you.
These last songs didn't really stick with me. It's no offense.
Yeah.
It's just that they didn't really.
But. For you, the album is over now, right?
What do you mean?
The album is over.
What do you mean over? Because
it's Sutta Sutta is the last song of the album.
No.
Now we're moving into the bonus tracks.
No, it depends on how you see it, because.
But there's still bonus tracks.
I know, but technically they're on the same thing because Spotify,
yeah,
and also.
But still,
the
they're
CD.
Bonus tracks.
Okay.
They're described. You're tagged as bonus tracks.
Yeah,
they're
but what if they weren't and I only wrote bonus tracks to throw you off? I have to do that sometimes.
No, but I read
the first bonus track is...
Sekai
no
Owari.
Wait. Let's try it together. Like, so, 1, 2, 3, and then we say it. One, two...
Sekai no
Owari. Wait, we have to do bear.
Yeah, but you...
No, sorry, okay.
Say
about
three, goddammit.
Okay. But I have to also say... Okay. 1, 2, 3. Sekai no Owari. Oh yeah, I forgot. I always forget about pushing the sound button.
Sekai no owari. The end of the world.
This is the end of the world as we
know
it.
It's the end of...
That's a better song than this song. Oh, snap.
Oh no, I like this song.
Yeah.
It's a very much a punk song.
Yeah, this is also a song, The End of the World. So, I mean, that song is also a song with a woman called Skeeter Davis.
Yeah.
And it was actually very good. So if anybody who does not know who Skeeter Davis is, just, yeah. Skeeter Davis. Yeah. It's a punk song.
Yeah.
You want to say any more? No, okay, good.
No. I like that song.
Now it's for... can I say this one? No, can I say this one?
The
word, this one.
Eh?
Sam, I dare.
Oh my god.
Samidare.
Samidare, which means kind of like...
Samidare.
Or...
Rainy season.
Season.
Rainy season.
She's so much more robotic. More
yeah.
Like the Japanese is actually a person.
Yeah.
According to my translation, my Google translation, it means aquarium.
I don't know how you got
yeah.
that one.
Okay, here it says rainy season, but here it says aquarium, like my cat.
But yeah, this is one of the more forgettable songs in this album.
Yeah.
And its feeling is lost,
yeah.
So you can easily skip it.
Yeah. So that was the last song, which gives us the thing about the last thing or last impressions of the album. I have a good segue.
Yeah,
they
need to. Write it in the
yeah. Can I also just say, can we do the Segway joke again, please? About the man who invented the Segway died on the Segway. Now that's a Segway. We did another episode. It never gets old for me. So what did you think about the album as a whole? What's your takeaways?
Well, I like the song.
All the songs.
I mean.
Or just some songs more.
I mean. I don't think any songs on this album is bad.
No,
there's
but
some that
stick with you more.
Yeah, some songs are kind of average and forgettable, and some songs are really, really good.
Yeah.
But that's life, man.
Yeah, I think Kimi ni Sachi are is the one I'm gonna take. I'm gonna
yeah.
remember, but that one is the one that's gonna stick with me a lot. And I like the album. I'm very thankful I can listen to it. Without getting headaches, and I will probably listen to it 2-3 more times, so I've gone up maybe 12 to 15 times listening to it in totality,
yeah.
Which will be nice, actually.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah, we're gonna go into something that is very special for this episode, because, well, technically for the upcoming episode. Normally, you give me an album, which is this album. You give me it physically, or you say digitally, here it is. And I do the same,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have an album with me, physically or digitally, do you think?
Well, digitally, I hope.
No, I have no album
well,
at all.
Yeah,
I have, don't
have. What I was worried about.
I don't have a single album. And that's because from episode 10 up to either your decision or when we feel like stopping, episode 15 or 20.
Mm.
We're going to see how this goes.
Mm.
But we're going to do something I'm going to call peek and pick. You're going to peek and you're going to pick. So right now we're recording at Viking's house, which is like 1 minute away. So we're actually going to stop this episode right now and go to my house, and you're going to peek at an album, not look at the names, not look at the art. You're going to basically peek and you're going to pick an album. And if we can do it, if it's in English, if it's got lyrics... Because we're
well,
you're
well,
maybe
the English doesn't stop us.
No, no, but you know what
I
mean.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Because I have soundtracks, like scores,
yeah.
Which are not. But and you're gonna like peek and pick, and we're either gonna do like you just walk like this, or we take dice and we roll dice, and you have to take because I have more than one crate. So you can take, you know, roll the die, get crate free, and then you roll the die, and I have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, 20 there. So that's what we're gonna do now. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Bye. Hey, we're back now.
We walked 500 miles.
And 500 more, because I want to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Da-da-da-da. Oh no, watch out for the copyright infringement!
Okay.
So,
what did we just do? Like I said before we went, I think, because my memory is shit, I said we're gonna go to my place and pick up a record, right?
Yes.
And what did we do? We got to my place and we...
Yeah, we walked 500 miles,
yeah.
Climbed the mountain top, went to the Grand Temple.
Defeated a dragon, wink wink.
Yeah.
And how did we decide on you getting this album?
We randomized a number between 1 to 100.
Yeah, because I have round maybe 80 to 90 records. And we just went from crate 1 and counted.
Yeah.
And we ended up with a record for this peek and pick next episode. We're going to start that also. We're going to say for this peek and pick episode of the Record Swappers.
Yeah.
Because I like my alliterations. We got which album?
We ended up with a score.
Yes.
A movie score.
A movie score for...
A very... famous movie score.
Oh yes, with one of the most famous people that is actually in a movie right now. He is in a movie in a sense, or he's portrayed in a movie right now.
Yes, it's Enter the Dragon.
Yes,
with Bruce Lee. And you have a beautiful picture disc version.
From
I think it's a Record Store Day 2018.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was gonna say last year, but I don't remember. I was gonna say 2017, but it's 18, yeah. Which I bought, and it's very nice. We talked about it in our bonus episode.
never released.
Yeah, which hasn't gotten released yet. Like I said, maybe next year on Record Store Day we're gonna do.
It's a beautiful picture disc, and
And with the famous Bruce Lee stare.
Yeah.
And why am I doing this? Why am I not handpicking an album for you? Do you know why, or do you want to guess why?
Because you like randomization, like I do.
Yes, I do like it, but I also think life is, you know, we don't choose life. We don't think like this is what I want to do. This is what's gonna happen, and you know, right now life has picked for you instead of me.
Oh, so are you saying life will find a way?
Yes, I am. Clever girl. Some would call it chaos theory. No, but honestly, it's also from the thing that I've listened to a couple more other vinyl podcasts that we maybe will mention in the future. Right now, we want us to listen to only us because we're the best now. And I know, baby.
He's manhandling his vinyl.
Yeah,
and I'm
okay,
teaching.
You do it while I talk because it's hard to concentrate. Yeah. I'm a man, I can't do a lot of things at the same time. But basically, it's also about us just embracing, we don't have to think, it's not bad that we have to have a reason why, but it's like, I just want to have us to pick something and do something fun, and not only always have to justify it. And we have a good audience so far from the people that have responded. Nobody said, oh, you're stupid, like, but still, it's nice not to have to always justify choices in life, and it's just nice to do something fun. And I want to shake up this podcast a little, even though we're almost just at episode 10. So at episode 10, we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about the movie a little. And it's a little fun that you got this, which is a movie score.
Yeah.
And we're going to maybe in the future have a little thing with movie scores and movies.
Yeah.
Just a little tidbit. We're going to have a little watchy-watchy of the movie if we do a movie score in the future.
Yeah,
and maybe a Twitch,
I mean,
Twitch follow movie watchy thingy.
Yeah.
We never know. It's in the future.
It's in the future.
But
for now, you can. I think we should at least until we record this watch the movie together.
Oh yeah.
And I urge you all
to
all
really watch the movie
if you haven't seen it at least.
And
go watch the movie.
And also, we don't do this for all the things, but we do take pictures for the episodes. But with this, we will take pictures with the picture disc, and not in the sense that this is the camera. And we'll take with both sides because it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
And you deserve to see it. So,
it's gonna be fun.
So I think that's.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And do you like this peek and pick format for a couple of episodes? Do you like this idea?
Yeah, I could go for at least 2 episodes or 4 episodes.
Yeah, each.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's why I said 15 or 20. Till episode 15 or episode 2. Because the next is mine, me giving you 10. Then 11 is yours. 13 for you. We get 2 to 4 each if we do it in a certain way.
Oh, yeah. I was more like...
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
No.
We're
going to get at least till episode 15. We'll see.
We'll see what we do, but it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. So, I guess we have no more things.
Well,
social...
I have one last thing.
Yeah, one.
Because I kind of wanted to do this before, but I forgot, and you had your thing, and then we ran out of the house. And,
yeah, because I'm more important than nothing.
But I have my third quiz.
I hate you. Okay, and what's this? And you can't steal this now. You can't enter the quiz.
Yeah. It's a quiz all about Enter Dragon.
No,
I prefer.
No, I mean we have funny quiz names like Revenge of the Quizzening. Quizzening 5.
This is Quiz Time 3 back again. I went for something simple. But
going back in time.
So this is a Japanese quiz.
A Japanese quiz.
Yeah, Japanese.
It's Japan.
It's like mayonnaise, but.
Mayonnaise. Do you have a niece who's called Mayo? Can I?
Okay.
She's your male niece?
That was horrible. Joke.
She's your male niece?
So, I have 10 words,
mm.
All appearing in the lyrics of the record we did today.
Okay.
So, let's see if you know any of them. The first one out is Yume.
Yume?
Hmm?
No, it's Y-U-M-E.
Yeah.
I recognize it. I'm just thinking of C now with Ume, so it's not gonna get out of my head, I don't know.
It's Dream.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's true. That's one of my favorite filler songs from Naruto. There's a filler episode with a woman singing to her baby, and it's got the word Yume.
Mm.
Yume mo Ita or something. It's very nice.
Ita? No?
Yeah, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a very nice song, actually. So that episode is worth watching just for that song.
Number two, Kokoro.
Tonari no Kokoro, Kokoro. No, that's wrong. Almost right though. That's his neighbor, right? That's his little. That's Totoro's neighbor, Kokoro. I don't know. I recognize this, but I don't know.
It's heart,
okay.
Or mind or spirit.
Okay.
It's kind of like
where
we have in one of the titles of the song, we have like the more medicinal word for heart,
mm.
But this is more like
the
more poetic word,
mm.
Of heart. Just many songs. Wakaranai.
Okay.
Wakaranai.
God dang, I don't know. I have.
But you said it. You said it.
Something with no. I don't.
No. Yeah, I don't.
Understand.
Exactly.
Okay. I should just guess. I got one out of two.
Tanoshi.
Oh, I know this actually. I do recognize this. Tanoshi. Okay, if I give you a ballpark, is it something to do with like relationship or something, right? Mm.
Well, relationships can be this.
Okay. But I do recognize it. It's something to do with like romance, relationship, or something in that sphere. At least,
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you may think about another one.
Yeah, maybe.
Tanoshi means fun, or pleasant, or happy.
But yeah.
Yeah. So relationships can be that. That's what I said.
And romance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would give me a half a point.
You get a half a pointer.
Yay.
Kyo.
Instead of a 3-pointer, I get a half a point.
Yeah.
That's basketball for you. Okay,
yeah.
Say
Kyo.
Again. Kyo.
Hmm?
Kyo.
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 Kyo. Kyo. Kyo. Kyo. Kyo.
Kyo wa getsyob. It's like one of those when you spelling contest,
yeah.
Like put it in a sentence.
Yeah, I will. Just like in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, instead of saying cool, kill, 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 kill. I recognize this, but I don't know. Okay, can you give me a ballpark? Like, this is about the human body. This is the afterlife. You just
it's something about time.
Time. Past. This is like past times.
No.
Future.
It's today.
Ah.
Or this day.
Kyo, bro.
Yami.
Yami ghost.
Hmm?
Yami ghost. No, Kami is ghost.
Kami is
no, ghost.
No,
Kami is spirit. Sometimes God too, right? Kami.
Yeah, it's God. And it's also her.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Well, I know that yami is sometimes something I say after a good meal. Because it's like, this meal be yummy. yummy.
Oh my God.
Okay, I don't know.
It's darkness.
Darkness. Well, that's some food sometimes is darkness.
Watashi.
Name or my name or something like that. Or like, Watashi wa is what you say.
Yeah.
Watashi wa Gabriel, that's
my
name.
Yeah.
So what's Watashi?
Watashi.
So wa?
You're doing it right now.
Ah, you're... or no? For me,
well,
this.
Me or.
Well, I don't know.
Me or. What
you,
you
or.
No, me or. You have another word for.
I.
I, yeah, exactly.
Okay. I am Gabriel. You know,
yeah.
Me. What does you Gabriel is. Me is Gabriel.
Me, Gabriel. It
you
can
know,
also mean. Me,
you know, Jar Jar Binks in Japanese.
But more often.
Oh my god, how was Jar Jar Binks translated? Oh my god, I have to find that out after this episode.
Mainichi. Mainichi, mainichi. You know, it's the beginning of Oyoge Tajiaki.
Yeah, Nichi. Ichi, no, Ichi ni. Nichi.
You can find a connection.
Nichi.
Do you know what the first sentence
my. That was the thing that was in my. Was in this. My, is it the same? My.
You kind of make the connection, but I don't think it's the same.
No, I don't know, man.
No. It's every day. Do you know what the
every day you be shuffling?
Yeah. Do you know what the first sentence of the song means? Pretty much, it's like every day I am in the fryer or something like
so
that.
So it's not every day I'm shuffling. Every day I'm shuffling in the fryer. A horrible life for those fish cakes.
Yes. Sekai.
World.
Yeah.
We got it.
Sekai
no. I don't remember. It's, I just remember from Death Note. Sekai no.
Right.
I'll take over.
So you're up in 2.5, I think. Yes.
I'm like 20 questions.
Yeah. Atarashi.
Atarashi. Atarashi. Atarashi.
Atarashi.
Ballpark, please. Ballpark.
Something you can see about the thing.
Something you see about
the
thing.
Say about the
Nice. You can say nice things?
Yeah, yeah, you can say something nice.
Or
you
can
also say like
but not something bad. Or this is. That.
Yeah.
Like, you're deciding. You're, like, we're talking about this or that.
No, it's more so like.
This is a phone.
This.
Oh, God, I. No.
This is a.
Phone. Which is also technological.
But it can be
a
phone.
Smart. Material. Digital. I don't know. You're waving in my face. It's not gonna help. Like, here, phone. What can this be? Can it be shoved up your ass? Sorry. I don't know.
New.
New.
I
don't have money for a new phone. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like.
Okay, you can take your muck shirt and go home.
So let's leave it like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was quiz time 3. Back again.
Going back in time.
So, I hope you enjoyed that and you learned some new Japanese.
Yeah, I hope somebody enjoyed quiz time
so,
3 back in time.
Yes, to remind everybody what we're doing next time. What are we doing next time?
We're doing Enter the Dragon.
Mm.
I always want, you know, okay, quick question.
Mm.
You know when you see like words to movies and you just like, this is Enter the Dragon, or without the exclamation, it's still Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
How would it be if you had an exclamation mark about it? Enter the Dragon?
Enter the Dragon!
No, that's not a question mark, that's an exclamation mark. Like Enter the Dragon?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It would be a fun game.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we're gonna do Enter the Dragon. We're gonna take some pictures with this, and we're also gonna not only talk about the man in the movie. We're also gonna talk about the man that made the score, Lalo Schifrin, which has made some bangers.
Yeah. We're gonna
some lit bangers, bruh.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the movie. We're gonna talk about the soundtrack. It's gonna be a wonderful time, and I hope you see you there.
Yeah, and we're gonna maybe say we're gonna watch the movie this day. Watch it with us, even though we're not watching it physically or digitally, just like at the, you know what I mean.
We will do a sync up party. It will be all fine.
Let's do the back and forth for the social media. Google the recordswappers at gmail.com.
Facebook. Facebook.com/recordswappers.
Twitter/TheRecordSwappers or @TheRecordSwappers at Twitter.
Instagram. Instagram.com/TheRecordSwappers.
Or I think also at TheRecordSwappers works there.
You can find Gabriel personally at Instagram.com/Bartholomew.bell.
Yeah, Bartholomew.bell. And you can find Viking at Viking...
Viking?
Viking? Viking at Instagram, Viking. I was going to say. At Instagram. At Instagram/VinylGamer or at VinylGamer.
Just a fun aside, do you know what Viking means in Japanese?
No. Viking?
Smorgasbord.
Oh my god, awesome. So you're going to be having a good time down there when you go.
Yeah.
So thank you a lot, and I'm going to try... I always try, we have our good intro. We're going to try different words now for the outro, and I'm going to say, so at you next time.
Mata na.